Jesus! Bless our home and all those who are home to us. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Jesse Joyce.
I think definitely Jesus got attention that time.
As soon as I send the message out that Keith and the girl will be doing a show from Monday through Thursday. Fridays is always the same at midnight, but Mondays through Thursdays, we do the show at different times. You hear the show when you want, we make the show when we want. But we send out notices to let people know. And as soon as I send it, James writes in. I just got to say, Jesse is the best guest you bring on.
Aw.
And look at
James.
That. And he means it because he wrote it all behind with a red background that uses up all my ink.
Thanks, James.
I'm not shitting on everyone else, but he is top-notch and bring his A game every time he is on. What game did you bring in hindsight?
I don't really even bring a game. I'm just being myself.
All right.
I'm just an A-list fucking superstar. I guess.
Well, that's what James is saying. How's the movie coming?
I wake up funny.
So. How's the movie coming, by
that's
the way?
Right. I'm a movie star now.
What's that? It feels good, doesn't it?
It does. It's a big deal. So.
I used to look at you like, you know, a little less than me.
Now
I feel like we're equals and can have little conversations about
it. The last time I was on was the day I auditioned for the movie, and you were giving me shit about it, in fact. You were like, have you ever been in a movie? And I was like, no. And you're like, well, I have.
Right. I can't help it.
Were you a lead?
Was I a lead? Yeah. I was, no.
You guys played the same character.
No, I would.
You're playing the best friend character, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like, yeah. I mean, there is one guy who's technically the lead, but it's about these four guys who are all best friends, and I'm kind of like the second lead. Yeah, like, I'm the third title card is what they call it in the world of cinema.
Well, we're going to be up for best supporting actor.
Yeah.
As opposed to lead.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so you guys have the same thing.
I have, like, yeah, but I have dark fucking bottoming out alcoholic scenes when I cry, you know?
Wow, I do, too.
Really?
I almost kill myself.
I do, too. Awesome. I did, too. Not on camera.
Right. Oh, okay.
But,
right.
Yeah, my character was an alcoholic, too.
Yeah. Huh. That's fascinating.
I think that was part of your improv, that your character
was an alcoholic that slept.
You brought that to the character.
Yes.
You're like, I think that this guy in a suit who works, I think he's drunk privately.
I think this guy is an alcoholic that sleeps on the producer's cum-stained bed.
Uh-huh.
And would... Oh, you just had to drink to forget where you were.
Sure.
But yes, I am a start as well.
Nice.
And it's glad to see. And now we can talk about important things.
Sure.
You were right about British comics.
Yes. I told you.
Yeah.
I told you,
they
people.
Brought, you know, nobody
and then every
to
time
to
the fucking people on the forums are like, I can list three examples of comics that are great from England. And it's like, well, yeah, that's sure. There's three. Okay. I'll give you three.
Right.
Most of them suck.
Well, somebody wrote, now, steady on, mate.
All right.
Steady on.
Easy, boyo.
I know you're rippling me, but take it easy, Pip.
But not only were you right that they suck, okay, you were also right that they all have some kind of history. I don't know if you were saying they all have a history of it, but you did bring up that there's like this cross-dressing thing
right.
about being a British comic. And so we looked
they
up...
They find that shit hilarious.
Totally hilarious. We looked up this guy who did the MTV Awards.
I guess that Russell Brand dressed up in women's clothing and did some cross-dressing thing.
At some point in his career.
The guy that did the VMAs this year. Uh-huh. He did.
Sure.
Of course he did.
And then we looked up, there was another guy who was like, oh, this guy sucks. Look him up. Yeah, he cross-dresses too.
It's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Because I'm a man dressed up like a woman.
How could that not be funny?
I challenge you. Yeah, exactly.
It's a gentleman in ladies' clothing.
Hosh! It's the opposite of Shakespeare.
Yes.
No, that's what Shakespeare did too. That was part of the fucking humor.
Oh, right. The guys,
when
only
Shakespeare
the guys
did
could
comedy,
do it.
Yeah, it was only dudes. And so, like, you know, like there were dudes in dresses at the fucking Globe Theater. And everybody was like, oh, get it? I do.
Fooey from Tulsa is saying, Jesse probably shits funny, turns around and laughs before he flushes. He rocks.
Look at that.
Thanks. That's sweet of you. Wow.
Yeah, somebody
enjoy your listeners. They're good people.
So I take everything back I said in private.
Yes.
I don't want.
Huh? Except that kid who punched me in the stomach. That kid is dead to me.
Yeah,
steady, he's probably dead anyway.
Steady on, mate. He's very good. But do you judge Russell Brand judge all of England by him? Do we judge all of America by, say, Chris Rock? And he names, like, great comedians.
Who said this?
A guy on the forums. He's like, hey, do we... Okay, maybe he was saying he's bad. Russell Brand's bad. You can't judge all of UK. Would you like it if we judged all of America because of Chris Rock?
Yeah, sure, okay. Yeah,
Chris Rock's a pretty brilliant social satirist who's won Emmy Awards.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Host of the Oscar. Yeah, that's pretty reasonable.
Are we judging him by his movies?
Right? Right?
But in fairness, Chris Rock himself has even said the only reason he does movies is to get more people to come out and see him do stand-up. Okay. Which is exactly why I'm, doing movies now.
So. Wait, so you really have to bottom out on this?
I'm playing an alcoholic stand-up comedian. It's great because, you know, this is my first real legitimate acting role. So the beauty of it is, like, it's not like I have to play like a retard who learns piano. You know, like that would be like difficult to do.
And yeah. What an easy segue. You know, like, hey, you saw me in that drunk movie. Hey, speaking of drunk, since you brought it up.
Yeah. Actually is kind of, it's like, that would be fucking, like, Seinfeld, not that he's my favorite comic, but the way he has approached his career is so fucking strategically brilliant. Like, he's somehow been able to, because the frustration with stand-up is you have to do something else in order for people to give a fuck about your stand-up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody, like Cosby had to do that show, you know, and fucking...
That show was
like,
brilliant.
Lewis Black had to do The Daily Show, and fucking, like, you could list hundreds, you know, Dennis Miller had to do SNL. Like, everybody has to do, like, something that's not stand-up for people to care about your stand-up, which is ironic and odd. And there's very few guys who can just do it on the merits of building a huge following doing stand-up comedy alone.
Right.
Seinfeld figured out this brilliant way to, like, do TV and like movies and stuff, but always be a stand-up comic throughout it. So like nobody ever forgot, like it was just so ingrained that like, oh, that guy's a comic. Like it was pretty, you know, the movie he made was Comedian, and then
Comedian was made after he was huge, right?
Yeah, but still, like, he consistently keeps coming up with a strategic... Like, that show was just his act.
Right, but I don't know, did he come up with the idea that he's just him, or was that...
He and Larry David wrote the show.
Oh, so wasn't Larry David's idea, like, Larry David found Seinfeld? I don't know the story, I'm really...
No, they were friends on the comedy scene. The two of them were stand-up comics together.
Oh, so it was both their idea, and he wanted to remain a comic in his show.
Yeah, like he did a show about nothing where he's a comedian, and it's like just they turned his act into a show, you know, as opposed to like, oh, he's a plumber with a angry wife who, you know.
Was it weird for you to play a character who bottoms out? Like, is it weird to cry? Are you really crying? Do you know how to do that?
Strangely enough, like, I don't know. I've never fucking done it, really, but like...
Your girlfriend at the party said you did.
That's just when I masturbate. And, you know, I can't masturbate, you know. Like, it'll be weird if I'm, you know, in the scene where I bottom out if I have a hard-on. I don't know. I had rehearsal yesterday, and the director seemed impressed and moved.
And that was the day where you had to try to cry?
Yeah, I had to kind of fake cry.
Did it come out of your eyes?
Well, it, like, welled up. You know, it didn't, like, tip over.
What do you think about that Russell Brand got to host the VMAs?
Yeah, that's exactly what I... Yeah,
so. What do you think
about? I thought
about
how much it would be, how hateful it would be to do stand-up in a dress.
What do you think about to make yourself cry?
Nothing. I don't do that thing that, like, I don't understand why people have to fucking, like... It's fucking acting. Like, why do you have to invoke some horrendous childhood memory or imagine your wife getting raped in order to fucking do it? Like,
well, because if you're...
One acts.
If you're doing a... If you're fake laughing as an actor... You're thinking, you're acting like something's really funny in your head.
I don't think so.
No? That doesn't even make sense. You're like a robot. That doesn't even make sense what you're saying, I think.
I don't think you have to do that. Like, in fact, you ever heard that, like, legendary story about, I think it was Peter O'Toole, or no, it was Laurence Olivier.
Okay.
Whoever. It was either Laurence Olivier or Peter O'Toole. They were doing a movie with Dustin Hoffman. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. But go ahead.
It's kind of like a legendary show business-y story. And, like, Dustin Hoffman plays this, like, anorexic... or he's like on a hunger strike or something like that. But the point is he doesn't eat, like the character hasn't eaten in like, you know, 2 weeks, and he's like, he hasn't like slept and he's all fucked up and everything. And so that's what Dustin Hoffman would do. He like literally stopped eating, and he would like fucking like before an hour before the shoot, he would just go run until he almost passed out, you know, so that he just like looked exhausted and fucking frazzled. And then he would do the scene, you know, and Laurence Olivier strolls into the set at like noon, and he's like fucking drunk, you know. He just like goes to show up to like do his thing, and he looks at Dustin Hoffman, he goes, you look like shit. He goes, well, you know, I've been not eating, and I've been running around for an hour before the thing, and I've, you know, been starving myself and whatever. And he just goes, why don't you try acting? And he walked away from him.
So you just get kind of caught up in what you're saying then. You just are.
You don't even. You just cry.
But no, yeah. I mean, you like, I don't fucking. I feel like such a douche talking about acting.
No,
that sounds so gay.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying, though. I don't even understand.
I'll tell you
what.
Let me tell you a little secret about when I act. When I'm on the phone with AT&T and they're pissing me off, and so I have to pretend I'm a battered wife, and if they don't remove the charge off,
right?
I really think I'm a battered wife.
Sure.
But I don't think about it. I just think, hey, if I was upset, this is what I'd sound like. Everyone would be very upset with me. So I don't know.
Fucking Oscar worthy. That's amazing.
That's what the person on the phone says. Yeah. And the charge is dropped.
Right.
By the way, something dumb right then, and he has a point that can we judge based comics based on Russell Brand? Well, they judge us based on one asshole tourist. Right?
Yeah, fair enough.
That's all it takes. I think that's fair.
Touche. Good point, sir.
British comedian Russell Brand has been asked to host the 2009 MTV Video Music Awards as well.
No, you gotta be fucking kidding me. No way.
Like, they gave him the job again? Really?
Supposedly.
First of all, they don't ever repeat. The whole point is
Jimmy Fallon did it, like, fucking...
He's an idiot, too, by the way.
19 years in a row, I believe.
Really? No.
Yeah, they all repeat.
No, he did it.
Of course
they repeat, really?
Sure.
Jimmy Fallon did it a lot.
Really?
Like, maybe four times.
That man likes to dress in things that are just a bit too small on him. He thinks everything he thinks everything he says is very, very, very hilarious.
No, I think he thinks it's very cute.
Yes.
Because he's like...
Yes.
After he says everything.
It bothers me so much. It bothers me so much. And I don't have to... I feel like I can't laugh because he's already laughing for me. So who cares?
Yeah. He gave the network a 20% ratings bump over last year's show. However, he's reluctant to accept. Now he's saying, I don't know, not so fast.
You know why? Because he's actually receiving the real mail, which is hate.
Right.
Can I wear a wedding dress? If so, I shall do it.
However, he's reluctant to appear because some of his jokes aimed at the Republican presidential candidate John McCain were censored. Were censored.
He said,
yeah, he can't be the real him.
There's more?
Oh, yeah.
Enough.
He can't be the real him. Here's what he says, quote, the VMAs are the hardest thing I've ever done, and I will think very carefully before accepting their kind of offer of doing it again. I spent a lot of time suppressing the urge to scream a career-ending remark during the show. The knowledge that I could say something that would make the world go nuts was difficult. How about something good? How about something funny? I have a lot of attention. I don't know what to do. Do I just take up my dick and say, bug off? Or do I do, you know, something good? Some funny things. Like they hired me to do.
Oh, my God. He couldn't be political, so he's not going to be funny?
Yeah, he was going to be so nasty. Here's what got censored. Mm. He'll tell you, and you'll take it all back. But incredibly, the script we heard was the clean version after MTV insisted he scrap some of his bravest gags. He reveals this one, quote, I had John McCain gags pulled, and they asked me to tone down the gags about Sarah Palin. Well, what couldn't you say about Sarah Palin? And he says, I wanted to say that she was forcing her teenage daughter to have a baby because she is so anti-abortion. But also, as a Republican, she is pro-execution, so she is going to give her the electric chair for being a little slut. They weren't keen on that one.
It's not that funny. Maybe they said it was because of politics, but really it's because it's not funny.
That was painfully unentertaining.
It's it's the old joke, I guess. You know, it's about timing when you're allowed to kill somebody. Right. But also, like, you don't abort a baby or kill a person as a punishment. Maybe in England you don't think about it. You just hear slut opposite irony. Yes, pip pip. Like, you didn't hear the words. The joke doesn't even make sense.
Oh, my God. When we're in London, Keith is going to think we're in a place where they speak a different language, and he's just going to yell pip-pip at everybody.
And I get emails that, quite frankly, I just ignore when they're things like, oh, Keith, well, if you're going to diagnose the joke, that's what's good about it. That's what makes the joke good.
Yeah.
They're like, you just heard shit. There's a dude in a dress. Pip-pip. That's all I need. Explain it, don't explain it, I don't give a fuck, you're in heels and that's not natural. Pep pep, Ribald!
What was the second
word? Ribald, huzzah, huzzah!
I think he's saying ribald, or like a rival.
King and queen! Right, everything's king and queen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sir Elton John!
What the fuck?
Another guy that dresses like a girl.
Pep pep! He's got a reason.
That does crack me up, by the way, that he is a sir, like that he's been knighted. Like,
yes.
It's the same knighting procedure that Lancelot went through.
Right.
And so, like, now, like, these fucking queens, like Elton John and Anthony Hopkins, are, like, defenders of the faith and protectors of the crown. Like, if shit really goes down, like, They're actually knights.
Are the English helping us at all in the Middle East? Because I hope they send out the knights.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
So have a round table again with Paul McCartney and Anthony Hopkins. And
Elton John, let's do this. Yeah. And he pulls out his sword.
Right.
I don't know if I'm ruining this gag, but I don't think you'll do it. You know how when we go to every other state or in Canada or whatever, you get the shirt, or like in Texas, you got the belt and the buckle and whatever?
Right.
So when we go to England, you should just wear a dress.
That'd be fucking great,
dude.
That
is
funny. That would be superb.
Done.
You should do this.
Done.
Nice. That'll endear you to their brand of humor.
It'll make up for going, England's dumb, fuck England. And they'll go like, what the fuck? This guy better bring something. I'll come out with the dress. You guys won't be able to help yourselves.
Yeah, seriously.
Try not to laugh at the hilarity of me wearing the dress.
Hey.
I don't even got to say nothing. I'm from America, mate.
This man insults me, but it's so damn funny.
And then you think it's...
I wish I could be angry, but I simply can't. Look at him.
And then like halfway through, you'll think like maybe it's getting old. So I'll take out a pearl necklace that I had under my... And they'll be like, that has to do with sex. Pearl necklace. Pip, pip.
This man is a brute, and yet he's a matching brooch. I'm so torn.
Well, we have to get you a low-cut dress because you have a very hairy chest.
Right.
Because it'll be that much funnier.
Let's make it clear, I'm really a man.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going in soon to check on my yeast infection. That's what women do.
Cabaret.
Get it? I got my thing from the doctor from the sleep study, by the way.
I thought I saw that, but I was on my way out.
Not, of course, the answer.
Mm. Do you know that he had a sleep study?
No. What does that mean?
Yeah,
Keith doesn't sleep well at night. He wakes up a lot of times, and also he makes weird noises that sound like he's stopping to breathe.
Ba-gow! Ba-gow!
Maybe not so much like that. He's sleeping. He doesn't know. Right. I tell him he makes weird noises like, fuck me in the ass. You know, he's sleeping.
Tell Jesse the noises I make.
Seriously?
I'm the chick from The Ring.
Wow.
And then he'll breathe out.
Like a baby velociraptor.
Yes.
Like he's trying to inhale, but it's so painful that it's making a noise on the way in, and then the exhale is huge. So I check his breathing during the night and blah, blah, blah. So we were at the ear doctor, and we saw this thing about like, hey, do you do this, that, and the next? And everything was him. You can go to the sleep study. And at first, he shunned me about it. And then after realizing that it's not that big a deal and you just sleep in a place and
Like pipes down the throat, you know what I mean? Like cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
They just wire you up. Now, it's extremely uncomfortable and I was unable to sleep.
You
couldn't
wires.
Sleep during the sleep study?
Right. You are so You're tangled ruined. Up. There's shit in the back of your head. There's just wires and contraptions all over you.
It's amazing. You should see the picture. It's like... Every piece of space on his face has something connected
some
to
kind
it.
Of electrode or something. And
we'll post the picture again for this.
Sure, sure. And, yeah, I couldn't sleep at all. And, you know, so anyway, the thing I open, it's not do I have sleep apnea or not, because don't give me that information. You got to give it to a doctor that I can also pay. Mm-hmm. But anyway, here's the it's a bill. For $3,198.
Wow.
That's what a sleep study costs.
No, but it's covered, right?
Well, here's the thing. Yes, it is covered.
Oh, my God.
Kind of. They're patient. You're receiving this letter. It's covered. You're receiving this letter because an overnight sleep study was administered by blah, blah, blah. As a courtesy, we have billed your insurance carrier for the services rendered. We are non-participating with your insurance. Therefore, all correspondence and or payments may be sent directly to you. It is imperative that, upon receipt of such items, you forward them directly to our office. The insurance check should be endorsed by the policyholder, and directly underneath the signature should be written, paid to the order of blah, blah, blah. This will prevent the check from being cashed by anyone else. To avoid any billing errors, please also include any explanation for your payment.
Oh, my God. Do you know how many people just pocket that money?
Just pocket the money.
Yeah.
$3,000 I'm going to get.
That happens a lot. That's why some people don't accept the insurance that sends it to you.
Right.
Because you can easily just put in your pocket, owe them for the rest of your life.
Yeah, so that's
which
fine.
Which you're not doing.
No, huh?
No.
Why would you tell me that then?
No.
Here's a great way to get free candy. Okay, go downstairs. All right. How could you're not going.
What?
How
could you live with yourself? You could never sleep again.
Well,
I can't, as it is, right. A. And B, fuck doctors and all of them.
That doesn't explain anything about how the what the results of the...
Not at all, no.
So how about, you have how no about, idea what is wrong
I
with you
I have no
still?
Idea what's wrong with me. I just know I hope I get this check in the mail.
Otherwise you owe them.
Otherwise I owe them for not sleeping. They left me alone by myself. I'm like, hello, hello, hello. And so then I unplug my shit knowing that it's beeping somewhere. And then she comes in. Like, you know, what happened? Why is it beeping? I'm like, I'm trying to yell. I'm stuck here. I got to go to the bathroom. And she's like, oh, that's weird. Okay, bye.
It's weird that you have to go to the bathroom?
No, that's weird that she couldn't hear me. Mm. She couldn't hear me through the speakers or whatever. So, well.
I don't think it's weird. It's that's like us saying it's weird when we can't hear ourselves in the headphones when we didn't turn the headphone machine on.
Right. So here's what I learned. For my sleep study, I owe $3,000.
Now can you sleep?
That'll make you sleep more soundly. Yeah.
Hey, Keith, so next time I go, I think I'm bringing her.
No, I'm having trouble sleeping. I wish I were in debt.
Right. I think your problem is stress. Hey, Keith, thanks for talking about the ridiculousness of owning animals. You an animal lover? You guys have an animal?
I have fishes.
You can't possibly have an animal that you take care of daily because you're away so much.
Well, Haley wants to get a dog. So we're talking about it.
Yeah?
So, yeah. I mean, she would have, you know, the majority of the custody of the beast, but...
Are you into it?
Sure, yeah. So, I don't really care necessarily, but I would
the
totally get
one. The dude never does. That's why Adam has a dog.
Loves that dog. Adam did not get that dog for his girlfriend.
He did it first.
Huh?
He did it first.
I thought he wanted that. Nope. And by the way, guys love dogs. What are you talking about?
Okay. Okay.
This is new? A man's best friend? Hello?
Until there's shitting all over. For the woman. You get it for the lady. Just to
she wants to put clothes on it. I'm very uncomfortable with that.
What kind of dog does she want to get?
It's actually, it's a compromise that we've made because I think that they're absolutely awesome. They're called Puggles. You ever heard of them? It's like a pug and a beagle. They
the
mix
one
them
with
together.
The face mushed in?
Well, the pug is the one with the face like that looks like it was, you know.
Punched.
Yeah, exactly. Like they take them when they're, you know, fetuses and they punch them.
Well, I think it's just stupid. The hair shedding, the shitting it does. These fucking animals don't appreciate you. Yesterday we were talking about how ridiculous it is that people think they can communicate with your dog. And here's the main point about that thing, if your animal can communicate with you. Nobody ever has an animal, a dog, a cat, that goes, my cat and dog really get me. And they think I'm an asshole. It's always nice things. You really look at the dog you're communicating, I think you're the fucking best. Everybody's an asshole but you. Right. Like, wow, this dog gets me. Then the dog takes a big shit in the middle of the rug. Mm. Now, why did that do that? Either admit it doesn't get you at all, or it's an asshole.
Right.
Does it think you would like that? He really gets me. He would want to do that. I don't get it.
This is a gift. I made this.
Yeah. Ta-da. Thanks for everything. And then you know how you punish them? You buy him food the next day. Just like you would anybody else. It came up because her brother has a cat. Two cats.
Right.
Worms coming out of their assholes. Had the cat for 2 weeks. That's the shit you're going to have to deal with. You know that, Jesse? Worms are going to come out of your dog's asshole. And you know what you're going to have to do? Keep paying money for it. Keep fixing it. You're going to get shit on your clothes. You're going to get dog mites.
Dog mites?
Yeah! Do your research! Yes!
Whatever. It's living at her house.
I'd rather hear you're having a baby. This is ridiculous news I'm hearing.
Wait a minute. Are we hearing
it's not
her?
Definite. Okay. But, you know.
Vince
We're talking about it.
So this is Vince writing this. I've been against the domestication of animals since I was 5, but I was unfortunately raised by animal lovers and was forced to partake in the responsibilities and ridiculous shit that is owning a pet. It's too much shit for a couple moments of cuteness and fun. There's hair all over your shit no matter what you do. Yes! Recognize you have a fucking dog! Don't take my coat when I'm in your house and put it on one of your fucking couches! Now I got dog hair all over my shit! Ain't that cute? Yeah, Keith, it's a dog. They have hair. I fucking get it. Now I do, too. Now I got hair all over my new jacket. Fuck me. What do you expect, Keith? It's a dog. They shed. What did I expect? Right? I expected not to have hair all over my coat. Can you believe it? It's too much shit for a couple moments of cuteness fun. There's hair all over your shit no matter what you do. You can't get away for more than 8 hours or you're coming home to piss and shit. And the older they get, the less money you have. And it sucks for the animal, too. Yeah, maybe you save him from the streets or whatever, but how shitty it is if you adopted a kid and then locked him in the bathroom when you went to go on vacation. This animal is used to laying on the grass and eating a mouse or bird and doing whatever the fuck it wants, but instead he's plotting revenge because he's locked in the bathroom. People come home, the cat leaves a little shit or throw up on the bed. Hey, good, I'm home. Surprise! It's a lose-lose situation, and I think people need to realize how dumb it is. And I thank you for pointing out their stupidity. You're welcome. You're welcome. I also agree with the little plane idea for retards. I think there should be, I don't think it's ridiculous. I think there should be...
like a short bus, a like short plane.
A short plane. It leaves a little less than regular planes because there's less retards than regular people.
We brought this up yesterday because somebody sent us a letter how they were stuck on an almost empty airplane, except the only other people on there was a group of retarded people. Like an entire group, and they're having fart contests, they're screaming over each other, they're yelling.
And I'm saying, you wouldn't let a normal person do that. You would be scared that something's going to go wrong with their plane. Even if I was in my seat and I went, pee, I gotta pee, pee! Well, the bathroom's over here, so pee, pee! You go like, I'm going to have to get security.
Right.
But you can't say anything. You might as well say the N-word if you're going to tell 30 retards to shut up. You're this big asshole. Meanwhile, the plane's going to go down. Door! Exit here? Okay. We're all dead.
Did any of them get the exit row? That's actually...
they'll find it. Follow the lights. Follow the lights. Lick them. I had boarded a flight one time, and while waiting for everyone else, I pulled out my laptop. I had to pee, so I got up and put my laptop on my seat. When I returned, I see what appears to be an autistic kid screaming and causing this big commotion. I sit down and my girlfriend tells me that he was running around and sat down next to her on my laptop and was bouncing up and down on it before returning to the front of the plane. She said it was unexpected and couldn't grab the laptop in time and was sorry. My laptop now has an autistic-ass dent and the button latch on the front is broke. The computer is fine other than that, but it wouldn't have happened had this kid been on a smaller plane or at least strapped down in a hugging machine, I like that idea, with a gag in its mouth to make him and the other passengers more comfortable. I like the hugging machine.
Sure.
That could get expensive if you have a class of retards. But they do love hugs.
Yeah.
They do love hugs.
You put a little petting zoo on the
yes.
On the plane.
Yeah. Yes.
That'll keep them, you know, they'll just pet stuff. They like petting things.
The kid and his parents eventually got off because they couldn't get him to relax and just decided to not board. It's a shitty situation, but that's weird. That's weird, because parents are entitled. You know?
What do you mean?
Parents are always entitled. So they would just say, can you hold that for a second? I can hear that pretty loud. Sorry. That's okay, buddy. My kid had it. You would get a bad look back. You know, my kid has every right to be on a plane. I'm very surprised this person said, oh, my kid's out of control.
Oh, yeah, that is amazing, because you're losing 3 tickets at that point. So it's a hard loss.
Right. Then you're going to be on another plane.
I would have figured they would have just gone, see you later, dummy, and got another plane.
Good luck with this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Go
there's
on
a bunch
vacation.
Of soft shit in this airport. Go fucking.
He's not ours. A lot of people's last name is Johnson.
The kid and his parents eventually got off because they couldn't get him to relax. It's a shitty situation, but wouldn't have been if there was a small plane for people with what I call inconveniencing disabilities. Keep up the good work and using logic. Vince, 29-year-old male, not living with his mother.
How about this also? Not only would the short bus, the short plane be for retarded people, it could also be for their family as well because, you know, they can travel together. And also, if you're in a pinch, you can go, you know what, I'll take the retard plane. And you can't complain about anything. Right. If your laptop gets broken by, you know, an Asperger ass,
right?
You're good.
How do you feel good? Captain! It's the captain! I'm a captain! You just run up. It is so easy. You see a show or a plane or anything like this. Like, it's so... a baseball game. It's so easy. Like, you get tackled, but it's so easy to just run on stage.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you see the VMAs, for example. It's like, it would have been so easy to just get up there and take out your dick. So it's so easy, if you wanted to just run into a cockpit. And a retard will do it.
I wonder if it's that easy anymore.
They have locks on the doors.
Really?
Yeah.
I think at this point.
These retard animals, you know how strong they are?
I would be surprised if they're still letting kids go visit the cockpit.
Uh-huh.
That used to be a thing. Like when, especially on big long flights. I used to go on airplanes, you know, have you ever been on like the 2-floor ones? There's like a staircase up to the 2nd floor on the airplane.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's in the air.
That is exciting.
Water slide! No, those are steps, retard. It's not a water slide. And I said this too. Why are you taking a retard on a plane? For what? The story we read yesterday was they went on vacation. They took this retard group to Atlanta for some kind of vacation. Just right. Put them in a room and go, welcome to Atlanta. Yay, Atlanta! Next room's California. Hey, California! I don't know. Gives a shit. You want to be in Europe? Done. Buy one of those things at the Eiffel Tower. I saw that on TV. France! Very good, retard. Very good. My parents are nice. Those aren't your parents. Those are the teaching instructors. Candy! It's not candy. That's your penis.
I don't know. Olympics?
He keeps trying to reach his penis saying yes. Candy.
Candy!
And lemonade comes out of it. Yeah!
The Olympics are on. Am I on it? I'm in the Olympics. I wonder if I could beat him. 9 gold medals. Who gives a shit? I got 212.
Did you ever hear the story about... Did I ever tell you about Ray? How
Ray DeVito?
Yeah, he did a show for retarded people once.
No!
Yeah. And he didn't know it. That was the thing. Like, he didn't know that it was populated with retarded people. They didn't bother to tell him.
That's foul.
Yeah.
That's foul. That's wrong.
And so he was on stage, and like, there was...
They didn't tell him so that he would do it, right?
Well, it was, like, at a club, and they just happened to, like, buy out a bunch of tickets, so there was, like, 30 retarded people in the crowd.
Oh, so it normally would have been a regular show.
Yeah, yeah. So he was just going to do the regular show.
Okay, that's different. I know this is weird to compare it to, but I had to do, like, some parties for an entire... Like, they didn't tell me. They told me that I was going to a hospital, and it turns out it's, like, a retard facility.
Right.
And now I'm doing magic for people who are trying to grab at my shit, and I'm like, you didn't fucking tell, like, heads
up.
Deliberately
didn't tell me, so I would do it.
They didn't because they did say to a couple of people, like, after, I would have done it anyway because, I don't know, I'll just do it. If I suck, you know, they're retarded, it's okay, you know. But some people were against it and would say no. But wouldn't you want those people specifically to know ahead of time? Because otherwise they're really going to freak out when they get there.
Sure.
You know what, just go, and how great to know ahead of time. I would have done it. Just tell me ahead of time. I don't have to lug my luggage of magic. Here's my hand, and then you put it behind your back. It's gone! Oh, God, David Blaine!
You can do the thumb dislocating.
That would freak him out, because they think to them that you really cut your thumb up. Just hide your whole hand, and then they'll go, oh, good, and go, my hand's back. Now, and then blow on your own hand. Two hands! Hey, you got two hands now! And then do it again with two hands and go, 10 hands! And that's what they'll think it is. They don't even fucking know it's still two hands. Hey!
So Ray does this show.
I'm sorry, JB from Florida saying, Keith, you know you're going to get letters after the show, right? Please, they write the letters in crayon, then they eat them. I'm not going to get... Oh, from... I see what you mean. Like the parents.
Right.
I see what you mean. Maybe they shouldn't have been drinking in utero.
Wow.
It's always a coincidence, I know.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you should have thought about that when you got knocked up near power lines.
Yeah. By the way, when I say, you know, when you're criticizing me, do you live with your mother? How old are you? Add all this information. When you complain about my retard jokes, I would like to know, how old were you and where were you when you fucked? And were you on any kind of drinking or drugs? Thank you.
Anyway.
So, Ray.
It's going to be a long form just to email.
Yes.
So, Ray, he's doing the show, and there's this one guy in the crowd who keeps going, like that. Just, and, so, like, Ray doesn't know that anybody in the room is retarded. And it's like,
oh, no.
That's like, not his fault.
It's not like even dark. After they got there, they didn't tell him?
No. And
they
so,
should know better.
So he starts calling the one guy, he starts calling him Chewy. Cause
Chewbacca?
Yeah, because he keeps going, you know, like that. And then there's this other, and then he sees there somebody's like on their hands and knees, like dicking around under one of the tables, and he like kind of can barely see it because of the lights in the stage, and he's like, what the fuck is going on here, right? It was just like such a weird show. And then there was this other, some lady just kept, after every joke that he would tell, like at the punchline, she would always go, in your dreams, which like didn't even make any sense. And so he'd be like, you know, I don't know if you ever smoked weed and gone to Walmart, but, you know, and then she would go, in your dreams, you know, and like, and some of it was completely innocuous, like, so my car broke down, in your dreams. She kept doing that, right?
Was she English?
No, I wasn't doing that. That wasn't an impression.
No, I mean, to them, that's all you got to say.
Yeah. So, anyway, so then he does the show, and then he finds out that they were all retarded. But, like, a bunch of them went over, and, like, they bought his CD, you know, and stuff. They were all excited.
Retard money is a good sort.
Does it equal the same, retard money?
Yeah, yeah. There's no exchange for it.
Oh, okay.
Anything.
All right.
They use
Monopoly money?
They use regular smart people money.
Did they give... Are they giving money, or are they giving, like, peanuts? They're like, I buy things!
No. They really have
real money.
I would imagine
Incredible.
It's, like, disability money, probably. You know, they get a disability
check.
Where
their checks
something.
Raised, like, everybody's $100 to see a show. Right! I have to buy a car!
I don't know how retard finances
they
work.
They got them. Here's a drink. $500. Thank you!
Anyway, so one of the guys buys a CD, and he like leaves his Velcro wallet on the table,
right.
You know. And so Ray's like, "Oh shit, that retarded guy left his wallet." So Ray goes running out in the parking lot, and they're all up on their bus, you know, like on the little bus
right.
to go. And so like Ray comes running onto the bus to give the guy his wallet, and they all start cheering like he's gonna do another show. Isn't that cute? That's adorable.
You know what's funny? If like he gets on stage and goes, they were all yelling shit. They were into it. Best show I ever did.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey
yeah.
Ray, they were a bunch of. Good for you, Ray. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that been going, by the way? I heard you had Ray back, so.
Yeah, Ray.
He's great.
Everybody.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
He's a fucking orangutan.
I didn't show you the.
He's a nice guy. He's a little goofy, right?
He's.
Yeah.
Extremely goofy.
Okay.
He is outrageously weird. Everything that he does as a human being. I'm just like, why the fuck were you raised? Like, on a submarine? I don't even understand why you would behave this way. Like, this
I kind of think he's got a little bit of like
a
boy in him, right? Like, weed over there. Okay,
he's a
fucking
man child. Exactly. That's why I call him a baby orangutan, because that's what he's like. Because he is like a retired. He's like very strong, but he doesn't know it. And so he just crushes things around our apartment accidentally by hugging it too hard. That's what he does. He's a fucking. He's absolutely a man child. And the infuriating thing is he has a master's degree.
Wow, really?
Which constantly makes me want to go, I'm going to revoke your fucking master's degree. Like every
time
he does
something
retarded.
Have you seen it? Is it a master's degree in hugging?
No, it's in business of all fucking things.
Really?
Yeah, which he's like the fucking inefficient business person I've ever met in my life.
I was going to say, that should take his comedy career to the next level.
That's not even.
One would think he's the worst businessman I know.
You know what? That's not even his fault, though. That's, you get out of school.
No,
you're
it's
supposed
Bowling
to go
Green's
to,
fault.
Right, you're supposed
for
to,
giving him one.
For giving him one. You're supposed to get out of high school and know what you're going to do with your life.
No, you know but what? A master's, like, first you go to college and then you get your master's.
Okay, but you still don't know. You don't know
that's
2 years after your life.
4 years after your.
2 years. It's like 2 years to get a master's.
No, but it's 4 years after you're already out of high school for at least 4 years, right?
Right.
Okay, so 4 years later, you don't know?
But don't you have to, you already have to have your bachelor's behind whatever you're getting your master's in, right? I'd assume.
No, some things cross over, don't they?
Well,
I don't have tenure. I don't.
Huh?
I got a degree so I can make my parents happy. So
plus, it doesn't matter. If you spent 6 years of your life, let's say, on business, you should at least. No, a little bit.
Like,
but what's the point, though? He doesn't like it.
You should know more than Jesse.
Maybe he does, though. Do they have business tests?
No, he
does
not.
In
pretty much any field of operation that you would like to discuss knowledge in.
Well, whatever you have a master's in, you should know a little bit more than a person who doesn't have a master's in.
I don't understand how people can ever tell when he's drunk, because he has that drunken slur all the time.
I did feel a little guilty.
Oh,
I forgot that he was driving. He was drinking.
He hugs you way more frequently and harder.
Well, he's not going to just hug us, is he?
Yeah, fuck, he hugs people walking by.
I think it's nice.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
It's infuriating.
Oh, that, I thought he liked me.
He's adorable. No, but like, you know, what he does is like, he will fucking destroy property around the house and then act like the way a fucking 5-year-old does about it, like where he will say like, this is a great example, and I don't even know how the fuck a person does this. I was sitting in the living room watching the TV, and he comes out into the living room with the two pieces of the toilet seat in his hand, like it broke in half, you know,
the seat that you sit on?
Yeah.
Broke in half.
Yeah, like broke in half.
That's
you know?
A good shit.
So he's holding the two pieces in his hand, and he goes, it broke. He's like, did it, Ray? Did it break?
And he holds it out like a child
yeah,
to you.
That's exactly what he did. He held it up like that, like a kid, and he goes, it broke. And it's like, did it, Ray, or did you break it? So, and that was a fucking perfect example. It's like, he's like a 5-year-old. He does not take responsibility for his own. The story about the fucking. That's why I was so hopped up on that story at the barbecue about how he told the story about like about the Puerto Rican kid breaking his arm on his door. Remember that?
Yeah, he's
on the door of his car.
He's parked, and then he.
Well, wait, no, don't tip the story.
Okay. No, I'm sorry.
This is what he tells me.
Keith wasn't around for this one.
Oh, you didn't hear the story?
I don't think.
Oh, this is one more. There's fucking thousands of these examples.
I was probably hearing about my neighbor buddy and how he can get me anything at discount prices.
Which also, like, Ray invited him to, like, hey, we should be buddies with this guy. Why not? You know? He's a good hugger.
Let me show you his kegerator.
He's got a
Come
puppy.
On in.
This guy's got a puppy. I want a puppy.
What's the story
of
this car?
So, this is exactly how Ray tells it to me. He says that he was sitting in his car like in front of our place, like on the street, parked on the street. He was sitting there with the door open of his car, like the driver's side door. And then all of a sudden, I hear this loud noise. I look down. There's this Puerto Rican kid. He's like grabbing his arm like, ah, like he broke his arm on my door. This kid just smashed into my car door. And I was like, what? Why would it? That doesn't even make sense. And he goes, and this, I swear to God, this is the detail he added. He goes, I don't think he did it on purpose. That's what he said. Like, what? You studied business. What does that kid have to gain by breaking his arm in two pieces on the fucking door of your car? Because then his door wouldn't close properly, right?
There is something that can be gained there.
It's a scam.
Sue him. Yeah, it's a scam.
No, you wouldn't fucking like look at Ray's car and go like, I'm gonna fucking smash right into this and break my arm. And there's smarter ways to fucking injure yourself. So then 2 weeks later, it finally comes out that what he in fact did is didn't check his mirrors like a fucking gorilla would do and just opened his door and fucking smashed that kid on the bicycle, which is exactly. And then he acts as though that's not how he told it in the first place, which is exactly what he said. I don't think
Jesse
he did it on purpose.
Fuming. He's like, because he was actually watching Ray tell it. And Ray told it the different way this time. And Jesse goes, I knew it! I knew it!
That's exactly how I said it, like the ghost of Christmas past.
I knew it!
And then I floated away.
You know what, though? We're talking about Ray and silly shit.
Right.
Can we remember, people, there's a war going on?
Oh, boy.
And we, right. Let's talk about the issues.
Right.
Yeah.
You focusing on issues over there?
Sure. Well, speaking of Ray and the war,
right?
Here's two other great stories. When I told him I was going to China, you know, I was going to do the
right
China thing, he goes, "Is that for the troops?" And I go, "No, Ray, we don't have troops in China." And he goes, "Why not?" And I was like, "I don't have the time to explain this to you." And so then he goes a couple days later. He goes, "I think I'm going to do a tour of China too. I'm doing a show for the troops."
What?
And I'm like, there's no troops in China. What, are you going to perform for the Red Army? What the fuck are you talking about, right? And he goes, "No, I talked to this booker, and they said they were going to do a comedy tour, a military tour in China." And I go, where are you talking about? And he goes, they said it's in Japan and Hiroshima. And I was like, where do you think Hiroshima is, right? And he goes, it's in China. I was like, what the fuck? You're a fucking 33-year-old adult with a master's degree. You should know. Like, that's the fucking one of the most important cities of the 20th century. You should fucking know that it's not in China.
How much is he getting paid to go to war?
He's not going. It didn't happen. It's just... Oh, and then, no, I think I told you this. This is really quick. I'm talking to this this girl from Montreal, Canada. I'm just, sitting there talking to her.
Okay.
And Ray walks over, and I'm sitting there and talking to her, and he picks up that she's from Montreal, and this is literally verbatim what he says to her. He goes, "Did you hear Canada went to war today?"
Oh, shut your face.
I swear to God, that's what he said. And we both like, what? No, we would have heard of that. Like, what are you? And he goes, "No, I saw it on CNN. It said that Canada's going to war today."
Oh, the war on drugs.
Yeah, right. Hang on. Yeah, and I go, with whom, Ray? And he goes, "I don't know."
Oh, no.
I was like, wouldn't you think that maybe you seem to believe that that's the case, wouldn't you think that that might be one where I'd go like, I'm going to fucking listen to the other half of that sentence, you know? Like,
we're 2 hours away.
Yeah, 2 hours away, and it's like another first world country that fucking borders us. Like, maybe I'd finish the fucking sentence and figure out who they're going to war with. And it turns out it was like on like the little scroll thing that went across, you know?
Right.
Which, if Canada goes to war, it's not going to be a little fucking scroll bar thing. And so I guarantee you it was like, Canada declares war on gas prices.
Right,
I'm positive that's what it said.
Yeah.
But he didn't bother to fucking
just
read the rest of it.
Just declares war, and then he had to take a shit. So
yeah. Canada's at war. Look, a penny. You know, it was like, that's what he did. But he's lovable. He's like having a fucking koala bear in the house.
Do you think he should be allowed on the normal plane?
No.
That is my point.
No, he'd just fucking walk up to the cockpit, knock on the door with the tray in his hand. It broke.
Was he freaking out a little bit when Georgia was being invaded? So yeah, then we're going to be next.
He's like, shit, I got a one-nighter in Decatur.
Is this good news for that or bad news? Yeah. More people means more people.
Didn't Georgia go to war once before? Yeah, it's a Civil War race. Kind of a big deal.
Well, I do appreciate that you're talking about the issues. Many people do.
Yeah. Canada's going to war.
And he said it to a Canadian. You know, that's like the other thing. It's not like he just mentioned it like to us at a diner. Like, did Canada go to war? Like, he didn't. He just says it like he, like, with all fucking, like, that's the way people talk about war.
Okay, yeah. Now I have to interview, like, one of his ex-girlfriends or something.
He doesn't really have ex-girlfriends. Ray fucks a lot of girls once.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, a lot. He does well for himself, but he doesn't really get a lot of repeat customers.
That's not doing well for yourself.
That's doing well for yourself.
Well, as far as quantity.
Yeah, it's doing well for yourself. I don't know. Maybe then I extra need to interview these people.
Yeah.
Getting on the issues, here is the big story of the day, no joke. Barack Obama stuck his foot in his mouth yesterday when he said, quote, you can put
lips... Did you hear Barack Obama's a contortionist? What? He can put his foot in his mouth.
Literally.
You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. Which the angry McCain campaign immediately denounced as an out-of-bounds attack on running mate Sarah Palin.
Oh, it's them that fucked up, isn't it?
Obama delivered the line while campaigning in Lebanon, Virginia, tearing into his rivals for not representing real change. You know Obama says? He just told me this, but the news is telling me again. You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. He added, you can wrap an old fish in a piece of paper called change. It's still going to stink after 80 years. Many of the Obama crowd cheered and leaped to their feet in delight, apparently taking the pig comment as a direct slam at Palin. One of her most memorable lines during the vice presidential acceptance speech at the GOP convention last week was the ad lib, quote, what's the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? Lipstick. The crowd acted like a bunch of English audience members and just cheered because they heard lipstick. Former Massachusetts Governor Jane Swift.
Well, lipstick on a pig, come on.
Right. Speaking on behalf of Republican nominee John McCain's presidential campaign, quickly called to Obama to apologize. It's disgraceful. Senator Obama owes Governor Palin an apology. This is
actually
just,
the Republican side owes what's her face an apology because they're the ones making the assumption that the pig is her.
This is
wouldn't that be great if like she had already heard the quote and they're like, we're really sorry she called you a pig.
Right.
And I was like, I didn't think they were talking about me. Like,
right.
You guys think I'm a pig?
Yeah. And
that's actually just an expression, retard.
And you know, she's getting a bunch of text messages like, Obama called you a pig.
Right.
What? Really? He went up there and called me a pig. Yeah. Really? Because like one of the things people are saying is that I'm fuckable. But apparently they're calling me a pig. This is just the latest in a series of comments that females like me will find offensive. There's only one woman in the race. It's hard to think that this was directed at anybody other than Governor Palin.
But a pig could be male also.
Or it could just be the idea that she's doing some ugly shit.
A sow is a female pig.
New York Republican activist Georgia.
Yes, however. No, uh-uh. However.
I was taking your side on that woman. Pointing out that if he actually was referring to her, he would have called her a sow.
But nobody does that.
On yesterday's show, Jesse called the girl a woman.
I'm sorry, we're
having
a very important discussion over here. Yes,
I'm very self-conscious about my grammar.
You are?
No, she is very self-conscious about my grammar.
Am I?
A bit.
All right.
You do it to yourself.
Go ahead.
New York Republican activist said Obama's pig remark was beyond the pale. It's stupid, this person says, a girl, a woman. It's an insult to all women, regardless of political party. Unbelievable. Of all the animals to use.
Isn't it, by the way, the same as...
Beyond the pale. Why has it always got to be pale? He's a black guy. Why can't we get over the pale?
Right. Remember when that guy was like, why do you have to call it a blackout? Why don't we call it a whiteout?
Yeah.
It's the same as that. Like, you're an idiot.
Maybe because it's not a saying. You can put lipstick on a bat.
Because you can't. They don't have lips.
Former Staten Island GOP chairwoman said another dumb thing, I'm sure. This is particularly offensive coming from somebody running for president. That's a flip, snide, snotty remark. I'm sorry to hear he's gotten this down and dirty. Come on. Jesus, Luigius. Obama's campaign spokesman insisted that he wasn't referring to Palin with the line, calling it an old expression. Quote, enough is enough. The McCain campaign's attack tonight is a pathetic attempt to play the gender card about the use of a common analogy, the same analogy that Senator McCain himself used about Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton's health care plan just last year. And she is a pig. Now they're going to get in trouble for that. This phony lecture on gender sensitivity is the height of cynicism and lays bare the increasingly dishonorable campaign John McCain is trying to run. All this stupid shit. All this stupid shit will affect people's voting. Doesn't even.
You're holding on to nonsense.
You're holding on to nonsense. That's going to make you vote. Did you? What are you voting? What's the issues? What are the issues? Hey, lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, I don't think we should be putting lipstick on pigs anymore.
Do you know who you're voting for yet? And are you uncomfortable with talking about it?
No, of course. I'm voting for Obama. Not that it really makes a fucking difference at all, but it's more a symbolic gesture.
Have you voted all the time that you're able to?
I always vote, yeah. But I know that every time it's a symbolic gesture because people died so I could. That's the only reason that because I know, and people in fucking Zanzibar will fucking, you know, climb over a mountain and swim through a river full of piranha in order to, like, get the opportunity to stand in line to petition to vote, you know, so, thusly.
Are you going to vote, Keith?
Maybe. Just, you know, made me feel bad, but it's weird the reason.
It's not going to matter, but vote symbolically because there are people in this world who fucking die for the opportunity to vote. And
see,
so
if everybody voted symbolically,
it
would make a difference.
The chance.
If.
But,
okay,
yeah,
whatever.
I know.
Everybody says
I know.
That. Keith, you know, if everybody had, they do, and who cares?
I know.
It won't. I'll vote this time. If it changes, then I will encourage voting from now on. If it doesn't, you agree.
If they got rid of the Electoral College, I would be way more thrilled to vote. You know,
like I
would. You know, but given the way that it's set up, it's like I vote because my brother's in Iraq.
You know that a teacher called me stupid for not thinking the Electoral College was fair when I was a kid.
You know why she called you stupid? I think we discussed this. She called you stupid because she can't explain why she thinks it works.
Right.
And so she's actually stupid because she's standing there as a teacher, and anything that comes out of your mouth, unless it's, you know, abusive or, you know, just completely just to poke at her, she should explain to you.
She's one of them.
And if she doesn't want to waste time during class, then she should make time in some other class. Like, if it's not what she wants to discuss, although I think that you were discussing elections at the time.
Right, yes.
It really bothers me because I think what used to be is that teachers were this, you know, just huge amount of information and just like just about knowledge about the world, and like they really were bringing up your child. Now it's just it's decent pay. It's and I know all the teachers are going to write to me. It's not decent pay. Well, it is if you consider a lot of things: your vacation time, your summers, your kids you can be with. Like there's a reason why people go into teaching, and I'm speaking like mostly of New Yorkers because I don't really know outside. There's a reason, and every teacher I know that became a teacher was not because they loved kids. Give me a break.
Right.
Do you think, though, that like you have some sort of rosy perception that in the old days it really was old wise guys with beards who fucking taught? Like,
not necessarily guys, but
I've
never
been like the most qualified people to do it.
But I think that the qualification is going down. I just think like...
I agree.
I think that... It used to be where they at least wanted to teach. Now it's just they want a job.
That's
I think
job
there's a difference. There's a difference,
like,
don't you think? Am I really being that naive?
I agree with Henda. Yeah,
I think the world has always been virtually exactly the same. People don't change like it, and it's. I don't mean to call you out on this, but I think that it's just outrageously arrogant and myopic to think that like that you've gotten to witness something in your lifetime that's so unique that it's never happened before in human history. You know, like teachers in the last, you know, I've been around for 30 years and man, like teachers aren't the same as they were 15 years ago, in spite of the fact that there have been teachers for fucking 4,000 years or 6,000, you know, like that suddenly in the last 15 things have gotten worse. Like
talking in 15. I was talking about like 50 years ago or something.
Based on what? What are you basing that
on? I don't know. Probably movies. That's why I'm saying I could just
fucking
be naive.
4% of the country was educated fucking 50 years ago. You know what I mean? Like,
was that because of the opportunity or a lack of opportunity?
Yeah, because everybody
to
fucking
go to school?
Worked.
Isn't that different than actual,
everybody
the actual teachers that were there?
Coal 50 years ago, you know? Or fucking whatever, worked in a fucking steam factory or something.
I agree with you a little bit that nothing changes except things escalate. Like, there always was fights between people in school, but now maybe people have more access to guns. There were always bad teachers. There always was, but things are escalating because there were always people trying to find out your information, but now there's Google.
Schools are much more violent now. That's gonna that changes.
Well, that it's is, the that same is, amount. There's the same amount of violence.
You don't think so? You think somebody went Aristotle? I gotta say, the voting with the Parthenon. I don't think how that really makes sense. You're smarter than all the branches of the wherever the fuck we are. Well, I'm just saying maybe I don't really understand. And I think it's kind of stupid. Go to the principal's office.
It's funny that you mention that because I can't remember the order, but Aristotle and Socrates and Plato were all
brilliant
like, teachers and students of each other. Like right. One of them is like the oldest, and it was like one taught the other one, then that one taught the other one.
Right.
And one of them, I believe it's Socrates, was talking about Plato and his fucking like generation, and just saying this is the stupidest generation of kids we've ever had. Like, huh? Wow, that seems like something that some douchebag in Jersey just said yesterday. Like, isn't that weird how that right. fucking...
Yeah, but I get that all of that is the same, but
always say that
but
shit.
But don't
forever.
You think it escalates? Like, don't you think that there's more now, and with more comes a change that's not necessarily... Like, humans are going to be the same, so teenagers are going to want to fight, they're going to want to curse, they're going to want to go against things,
right.
you know, all that stuff, but they have more access to, like, now they're fighting different. That's the thing that changes. They're fighting different.
Well, they
now
used
they can
to
fight
beat
on...
each other to death with fists. Lizzie Borden fucking right. hacked her family to pieces with a hatchet in fucking, like, 1850.
Okay, but now they have ways of destroying them a little differently psychologically. Like, they'll make a MySpace page of them, and or they'll make a website of how
or
they
would
they
are. Or fucking Pass 60 notes. Years ago they would hang a black kid from a tree who went to the other school. It's always been the fucking same. It's just a different version of the same shit. In fact, I think if anything, humans have made some kind of greater evolutionary progress in the sense that we've all pretty much decided you can't shit in the street, and we've all pretty much decided that slavery is unacceptable. Like, there's really no countries that, you know, on the surface operate with slave labor, you know? Like, it just doesn't...
Okay.
You know? Like, if you really look at it, like, anything that, like, it's just a fucking... You're just comfortable, you look at it because you were, like, younger and innocent, and it was, like, a easier time for you, and it made sense. And now you look at the way things are now, and you're like, it's not the same. It sucks. It's like, that's just what people do when they get to a certain age. I swear to God.
Okay, so let's say everything's...
It's a good point.
Let's say everything's the same. Can we quit quoting only all these fucking old people? How about that? I'm playing Call of Duty. And when my guy dies, and I'm very good, so it rarely happens... Right. But when my guy dies, a quote comes up about war that some great person said. And a lot of these happen to be Aristotle and Socrates. War is not the answer for peace. Aristotle.
Right.
Ooh, so fucking deep.
Right.
You kind of...
Did anyone else say something profound?
Right, only Aristotle could say that. You know what I mean? The great... How, with all his wisdom, he said, war is not the answer for peace. Pip, pip, hurrah! That's... I heard in my brain opposite words. Yay! Very brilliant. Can we admit that?
Well, By the way, I don't think everything he said was smart either.
But. Look how cute this is. David G. from Florida. Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, Alexander the Great. I know because I have a test tomorrow.
Very good.
So cute.
You're going to fail.
Here's the full quote,
yeah,
by the way.
Your idiot teacher, who's dumber than teachers used to be, is going to fail you and write me a fucking letter, and I'm going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
No, look at the way people bitch about entertainment and whatever, like how you were saying that video games are, you know, video games are so violent now, and that's what's causing the kids to be.
Oh,
like,
he never said that.
Well, not that you, but you were just talking about a violent video game. That's all I mean.
Okay.
And, like, people will constantly, like, movies and fucking, you know, video games are violent and it's actually causing it.
I don't know. Think about it. Before a kid's doing something because they saw it on Grand Theft Auto. You don't think that's ever happening? I think it is happening sometimes.
I think that human beings are predisposed to either be violent or not, and it's got nothing to do with it. People used
but
to
you
go
can
to
be pushed a little bit. Why can't you be pushed a little bit?
Fucking, whatever, I don't know. Like, 13 miles from here is Washington Square Park, right? Right in Manhattan.
Okay.
You know? In Washington Square Park, they used to fucking have public executions for entertainment. People would bring fucking sandwiches, bring their kids, watch people hang from trees. That's kind of violent. You know? Throughout human history, public executions have been fucking entertaining.
But basically, nothing's changed in the world.
Yeah, it doesn't. People are the fucking same. You're around on this earth for at most 80 years on average. Probably less. You know? And to have any fucking... Just, it's such a narrow scope of a perspective to think that, like, man, shit is so much different than it was 60 years ago. And it's like, is it really?
If you had a kid,
what
would you wait a while before the kid gets to watch horror movies or sex movies? Why? Yes, you would. Would you?
Yeah, but that's to protect his innocence a little bit. That's not because I'm afraid he's going to fucking saw someone's face off in a hostel. You know, like, and that's not because I think he's going to impregnate anybody. I'm just, you know, like, I think that...
But things have changed a little bit. People used to get married at a younger age, have kids at a younger age. Women used to not be able to work. Men... Where I think,
yeah, well, that's progressive. That's positive. Like, we've decided
well,
that, like,
change is the point.
We'll let women vote, you know? I'm still not sure if that was smart, but we are doing it.
It doesn't count anyway, so who cares?
Reading this lipstick thing, it doesn't sound like it was a good idea.
No, seriously. So.
Here's the full quote, JB.
You can put a pig in a voting booth, but you can't.
Oh, now I'm a pig.
Come on, I rode my bike this morning.
Sorry for that little screed, everybody.
No.
I get really passionate about that.
Here's the full quote. His talk of new politics, I guess John McCain, Obama's saying this, his talk of new politics is as empty as his campaign trail promises, and his record of bucking his party and reaching across the aisle simply doesn't exist. That's not change. That's just calling something the same thing something different. You know you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. That has nothing to do with that woman at all.
No, it does not.
Wow. But it's on the cover of every newspaper, and it will affect voting. It will.
You're right. And it's on the cover because it's some exaggerated thing, and they put the most exaggerated thing on the cover.
I read the article to you. I didn't see that full quote. Another dude had to send it to me. I knew even from that little quote that it wasn't so bad, and I knew there had to be more. I always know that. When you see John McCain wants to spend $6 million on peanut study? No, thank you, John. Well, obviously, peanuts stop AIDS. You know, there's a fucking point.
Yeah.
He just loves, he's fucking with me, right? He wants to spend $10 million on Brussels sprout reform.
It is annoying that the news can't decipher what to put out there. Like, why can't they squash it? Like, oh, you know what? That's dumb that they would think that. Let's put something else on.
Yeah, I thought it was just infuriating that, like, CNN was reporting on how, like, John McCain's daughter says, you know, it's very hard being a politician's child because you're stuck in the spotlight. And is the news media going too far by exploiting that? And it's like, why the fuck are you doing a story about it? Leave him the fuck alone or don't. But don't do a story about how the media is fucking bothering these people.
Well, we like talking.
That's ironic.
We like talking about the entertainment shows. And they go, look what the paparazzi did again. Did they go too far with Britney Spears? Let's go to the tape that we paid them for.
Yeah, exactly.
Disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's bring in three media experts and talk about it.
Right. Let's have Joe DeVito do a little talking head joke about it.
Anyway. A New York judge had tossed out lawsuits brought by a driving instructor and two etiquette school teachers. How long did this take? Who said the makers of the movie Borat deceived them. How long ago was that? That's how long this shit takes. Judge Loretta Preska says all three accepted money and signed agreements releasing the filmmakers from liability.
Who won the lawsuit?
Borat. That's why Borat, when anyone tries that shit, like in the news, he'll always have a quote like, "Me don't know, I'm from another country," because he's like, "Fuck you, sue the shit out of me." But it takes balls, I think, to be like, "Okay, sure."
Yeah.
But he must have known that he covered all that stuff because, you know, his whole movie is about making people look stupid. He must have.
Yeah.
Even in just like this little film that I'm doing, like there's like the fucking legal department is like just insane about everything. Like making sure that like that shirt, is that like a company logo or is that just, right, you know, like a whatever.
That design,
like,
is the design that will reference.
Yeah. There's a scene where these two of the guys are in a fucking park in a playground on swings talking about their pornography collection.
Right.
And
don't give it away, man.
And they have to like there can be no kids. They have to shoot it at like 4
really?
In the morning. Because there can't be kids in frame if you're discussing pornography. And like there's just so many fucking rules constantly.
It's amazing, like somebody had to learn every single bit of that. Like,
well, that's
where
you got entertainment law.
Well,
yeah, that's
just
a kind of law.
Yeah, but just because you go to entertainment law, it doesn't mean that you know every tiny, you know, if you talk to all lawyers, you're going to trust that they know all that stuff?
No.
It depends.
Yeah.
This was over 2 years ago that these people sued. Like, what takes so long? Did you sign something that they could use it? Yes or no? They need Judge Judy, I'm telling you. Well, when I came to films, did you sign something that said they could use it? Well, basically, they sat me down and said, did you sign something? Yeah. Yes. Get out! Next!
fuck you, Fred guy, racist.
I wonder how much it cost them to sue Borat.
In 2006 film, Borat, Culture and Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
Which is awesomely hilarious as a subtitle. Funny.
British comedian Sacha Baron Cohen plays an uncouth and anti-Semitic journalist traveling to the U.S. in pursuit of Pamela Anderson. Cohen often fools people with his gag interviews. Lawyers for the plaintiffs haven't returned phone messages seeking comment. Well, they should. And then when they play those messages in the news, you should try to sue them.
Yes.
Idiot.
Deal.
I thought I was going to be made to look good. I thought I was going to be made to look good in, you know, because everybody's interested in a driving instructor.
Yeah.
I'm the world's greatest driving instructor.
Well, no, the ones who are suing are those, like, kids who were the racist fucking fat drunk frat guys
on
the bus.
Yeah, but also the driving
instructor and the etiquette people.
Yeah.
Remember the etiquette class?
Yeah.
Pretty, like...
Everybody's suing. The movie was a hit, and everybody needed a piece, whether or not they really felt offended or not. I don't know. But I bet some of them really felt like, whoa, I'm an etiquette expert, and you made me look stupid. Why do you look stupid? A jackass came in. Mm-hmm. You know, how about a pay-the-fuck-attention class? How about that?
Yeah, when crazy silliness is going on and there's a film crew there,
right.
Wouldn't you go like, hey, wait a minute.
And also, by the way,
I probably shouldn't bring up how I don't trust black people.
At this point.
I'm going to keep that to myself.
Once they go, okay, here I know about etiquette. I put my shit in the bag. Here is my shit. Right there. And cut.
Yeah.
Like, no, let me teach you how that's not right. Wait, I've been duped?
Yeah.
But Borat is also something at that point that you could have Googled. It's not like the movie came out before all that whole series where it was one of his characters. So, I don't know. Maybe etiquette people don't know how to Google things. Or it's amazing that the frat guys didn't really know.
Yeah, the frat guys at first lied and they were saying, we didn't know, or whatever. Like, what's it going to be used for or whatever? We just thought we were hanging out. Something like that. Like, yeah, you are so interesting that I'm going to put you... You're just a drunk dude. You're so interesting. I'm gonna put you in my trailer, whatever they're doing, and ride with you and just talk shit.
But in the defense of that, a lot of dumb shit seems to be interesting to people, and that's why YouTube is doing so well. So you could possibly like, and frat guys do think they're very interesting, and I don't know, they could think they're also very funny. Like they could be the funniest people in their frat or whatever, and. They have some sort of entertainment. They also think they can suck their own dick, probably. There's a lot of things going on over there. And in their defense, somebody thinks they're interesting. You know, when somebody thinks you're interesting, you think you're interesting.
Yeah, it's a new world, and everybody's going to think it's okay and funny for me to say the N-word and the F-word.
There's a difference.
And that's action!
That's the difference, and it's a good point. Like, if the crew's around, you might want to hold a refrain if that's not what you want a video camera to capture where there is stuff like YouTube on.
Right. Somerset County's back in the paper again, my hometown.
Mm.
Do you think for something good or something bad?
I bet you a factory shut down.
I think for a prize-winning pig that they put lipstick on.
Police in Somerset County are trying to figure out how a radio tower went missing in Windber.
Sure. I can see how that would happen. That doesn't throw me at all. Good Lord. He's going to choke and die.
A radio tower was taken down.
Sure.
Let me turn on the radio for the birthdays in the area.
Yeah, yeah.
I called in. I called in last week, so I definitely made it this time.
Why can't I hear nothing? I don't understand. Some guy rides by on a fucking, like a chopper that he made out of the fucking, you know. He's got a little sidecar for his pet pig.
I heard these things are big on eBay, though, in their defense.
Now somebody has to take a bullhorn and just go around town. Happy birthday, Jennifer! Happy birthday, Bob! Yeah, that was a big deal, the birthdays.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they play the Beatles song before they did it?
Happy birthday. Today is your birthday.
They may have. Definitely. They milked the shit out of Don't Worry, Be Happy. That was a song I remember. It's always that.
That was
in
your brief stint when you worked on the radio there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
Keith would wait until the owner of the place would go in his car where he knows the guy doesn't have a radio in his car.
Right.
And he'd start playing all the hair metal bands that he wasn't allowed to.
Yeah. And I wasn't allowed to because they were the station that dares to be different.
Right.
But you couldn't play Eat the Rich was one we couldn't play because it had the word ass in it. Crazy. Yeah. We were crazy.
Right.
And then he's in the car, and I'm like, oh, my God, look what I'm going to do. Okay, that was a rebel.
Certainly.
and then I got fired.
Sure. That'll happen. So what happened to the radio tower? We don't know.
The police, and they're trying to figure it out. Police say a group of people had a very thorough plan to get all 120 feet of steel and copper down from the old Winburn radio tower. You know that. Go there, make out.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Have babies.
Yeah, yeah.
That people don't want on planes.
Yeah. Police, beat up a Mexican.
Police believe the thieves threw cables over the guidelines of the tower and yanked it down with a truck. They built, like, you don't have, you can't check the ground for that?
Where be like, is oh, this thing is definitely a
truck. Well, I wonder the crack investigative team that is working on the Somerset County fucking radio tower disappearance.
Police also found cut bolts and torch marks on nearby grass. Police say the tower had been cut into small pieces in order to get it out of the wooded area, but they can't figure out how they did it without anybody noticing.
Anybody see it? No?
No?
Fuck.
Anybody?
Anybody see it? I don't know where we go from here.
There's probably a half a dozen routes that come in and out of the area. At least 24-wheelers and ATV riders go there a day, says the township police.
No, they might make noise as they're coming up.
The thieves also got away with a 300-pound Penelec transformer full of copper.
Wow.
The radio tower hasn't been used for years, but the family who owns it was in talks with the company to use the tower to bring wireless internet to Winburn. Now you don't get internet.
I know who did it. Our fans.
Our fans did
so
it.
So that your parents can't listen to the show.
All right. Very good, people.
Nice.
There was an internet company that approached my son. That's all gone now. So what are you going to do? He lost a good bit of money. So what are you going to do?
So what are you going to do? That's the quote.
You guys could have.
We thought we were going to send some of the U-tune signals across the world web internets. That was our plan. We was gonna broadcast some U-tunes, but looks like that ain't going to happen.
I bet it was a group of them vampires from the big city in Johnstown.
Yeah.
The Schaefer family is offering a $1,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest. I bet the copper's worth more than that. The police chief said convicted. Oh, the convicted could face felony charges, of course. If you have information, call the police. 1-800-blah-blah-blah. Oh, this is John Petrie who sent this. He says, I still have your stuff and you aren't getting it back. Tongue face. All right. Well, I'm glad he shared the news anyway.
Nice.
It is weird. This guy stole all my shit, but he still drops funny, interesting news stories.
They appreciate that.
Before we get out of here, one of these letters that Jesse enjoys. He loves giving advice to listeners.
Sure, yeah. I got a little story, too, that I think is kind of amusing.
Let's start with your story.
Oh, you want to do that first?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I thought this was fascinating. It's the first time I've ever been confronted with it in my face, necessarily. I was at Helium in Philly last weekend. It's a comedy club?
Yeah. Of course.
So Helium, it's called.
Yes, it's called Helium. Yes.
It's better than Ha-Ha's and Joke Shack. And these are literal names.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. So,
still. Okay, sorry.
So I'm there, and the show lets out, right? And, you know, I'm standing there, like, selling CDs. And this...
Did I ask you this? I'm sorry. What? At the end of your shows, you sell your CDs. Do you feel awkward at all?
Well, no. I mean, yeah, it's kind of stupid, you know, for one. But, like, people always come up, and they, like, you know, like, you sign titties and things like that. And people always want to get their picture taken with you. So it's like, you know, it makes it seem like you're a little bit of a rock star, even though you're hawking your fucking stupid merchandise by yourself. You know what I mean?
So it gives everybody an opportunity. It gives you an opportunity to sell your CDs, them an opportunity to meet you and to take the pictures that they were going to ask you anyway. And now it's not as awkward.
And when I was single, it was extremely beneficial to do so, you know, because I could just hang out after the show, you know, like the crowd's letting out.
On his last CD, Todd Barry tells a story where he's like him. He's up there, obviously, right? He still sells his own CDs afterwards. You know what? Who was that guy we were at? I really, really like him. Anyway, we're at a comedy club, very successful guy, been in movies and stuff, and he's selling his own CDs. And, like, you know, he felt kind of weird about it, but
the Talk Soup
amazing.
Guy? Or
no, no.
The Talk Soup guy was selling his own CDs.
Sometimes. Well, he was hanging out. He doesn't have a CD.
But, oh, he was just doing a meet and greet. I'm sorry.
I mean, sometimes, like, one of the, like, staff members will, like, actually be the guy who physically does the transaction, but you still stand at the table so you can autograph the CD and that kind of stuff. Or,
also, Todd Barry was saying how this guy comes up to the table of CDs and looks at the back of the CD and then goes, mm-hmm, and then puts it down and leaves. And he's like, what the fuck?
The subjects are not in my... I don't know what's funny about this track at all. But by the title, I can tell.
Gay versus straight? I don't get it.
I think Keith would be the worst standing there. He would just, like, you would see awkward on his face. You would, like...
I mean, it does give people an excuse to, like, say dumb shit to you after the show all the time, you know, but...
It was Bobby Slayton. You know? Bobby Slayton's the guy I was thinking of. And he goes, and then it's like, oh, you have a CD? He's like, just fucking take it. He felt, like, so weird.
Yeah. Just yeah, he it. Did. He gave me a free CD because he's just like, I don't fuck. I was like, how much is it? He's like, I just take it.
Yeah. I'm rich.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, there was this one blowhard. This isn't the story, okay. But he came up. He was just like this, like kind of douchey. Like, I mean, he's like, you know, like the tight shirt wearing kind of bugging, you know,
right,
greaser. And he comes over to Greg and me, and he goes, "You guys, anything you need in this city, it's all on. I'm your hookup." And he fucking wrote his number on a $10 bill and gave it to Greg. Like, you guys. Give me a call. How much are these CDs here? How much, you know? And we're like, oh, they're 15. And he goes, give me four each. You know, and it's like, who right. buys them in bulk? Like, what are you going to do with the, you know, but he was just like this fucking, like he's throwing, like high rolling right. at the
I'll tell you what he needs it for.
Comedy he's, CD table.
He's going to go to some other person's show, like a band. And he's going to go, you fucking need any CDs? I got fucking Jesse. I'm your hookup.
Right.
Yeah. And he goes, and he's the hookup for everything.
He's
all
making
people,
his base right now.
Yeah. All yeah, these yeah, people yeah. that have the hookups for everything, they have a little bit, you go to their house, they have a little bit of everything just so they can have the hookup for everything.
And then right. maybe you're having like a fake wedding outside your house and have a party and you have friends over, and then you can tell people, hey, I'm the fucking king of comedy. I got every yeah. CD from everybody. I'll hook you up. What you got? Then you listen to their CD. Next thing you know, you got to do a murder with them. Well, you don't just hear a CD for free.
Yeah.
We're buddies now. Now you do something
now
for
you
me.
You do something. Yeah. Right. I hear you. So anyway, so I'm at the CD thing. Right. I'm selling them. I'm hanging out, you know. And this girl walks up to me. She's, you know, this cute little, like, Hispanic looking, you know. And she comes up to me and she, what?
It's recently this?
Yeah, this is just this Saturday, okay. right? And so she comes up to me and she goes, hey, I don't know if you remember me. We met at a wedding like 7 years ago, you know, like that. She starts in and I'm like, hey, Kate, how's it going? And she goes, this is my boyfriend. And like introduced him right away. Right. And I was like, hey, how are you, boyfriend? Good to meet you, you know? And then like, you know,
before
we talked for a second.
About how you guys end.
And then she leaves and. Yeah, I fucked this girl after a wedding one night like 8 years ago, and that was like, I don't remember, like I don't know, that person is a fucking complete stranger to me, like a total stranger. I don't know anything about that human being. And then like what happened was, like at the time I remember now, like so I went to the wedding, I had sex with her there, and then like a week later I was driving back through like Philly, and I she lived with her parents, so I like went to her house, and like she like kind of blew me on her dad's chair, you know. Wow. It was just really awkward, you know. And it was whatever, and then that was it. And then we're like, I don't even know her last name or whatever, you know. And that was like the extent of the whole experience. But she told me that she didn't come out to see me, or like she didn't come out specifically for anybody. Like it was just her and her boyfriend were like, let's go to a comedy show, you know. I was like, all right. And they show up at the comedy show, and how weird that must have been for her, sitting in the audience, to like when I...
She liked it. She liked it. And I'll tell you something. At the very end,
what?
She didn't have to go the extra mile and go, remember me from the wedding? See you later, buddy. She right. liked you knowing. And then this dude's going to find out and go, what the fuck?
Well, that's what I was... Like, Greg and I were joking around about it. Is that like... Because, you know, that like... You know, it seemed very surface and friendly, you know? And it was just like... And I got what she was doing. Like, oh, okay, don't mention anything about how we know each other.
Right.
You know? And, you
but
know,
why bring up the wedding?
Well, wait, yeah, yeah. But that's the thing. It's like an hour later, I'm sure they were sitting there silently driving along in the car, and he would just go...
How do you know?
Why would a guy remember your name from a wedding 8 years ago? Yeah, right. It's like... Oh, yeah.
Hey, you remember
that's something similar happened to us like that.
Yeah, know? remember the car that we were that friend's car at the end of that wedding. Anyway, okay, see yeah, you later. Yeah. Take care, buddy. Like she liked it. She liked feeling like I used to be fucking wild. Yeah, I don't know. Kind of was gonna tell the story, but I don't know. I wouldn't do anything different. But I do not like meeting a dude that Hemda slept with before I know. I really feel, you know, I really feel like they have this connection. Like
you would want to be prepared for that piece of information?
For no reason. Yes, I would. Go ahead, Fenda.
Okay. Well, okay, so we were at one of the comedy, what are those things called? The one of those meetings that we mentioned to you before like raising the price of whatever.
Raising the price for comedians.
Right. On our way out, I run into this guy, and he's like, hey, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. You know, hi, how's it going? How's it been? Blah, blah, blah. This is Keith, whatever. And then as soon as we walk away, I'm like, I totally had a threesome with that guy. Anyway...
And then meanwhile, and I just, I'm like, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. Oh, where were those fingers? And now I got to think about all this stuff, and I'm very mature about this. I've been with other people, obviously, as any adult has. But still, like, I don't like that he thought, like, wow, he has no fucking idea what
we
did.
Yeah, but the thing is it's not like hi. I knew that I was going to run into this guy. I'm like, oh, hey, it's you.
I need some.
I don't know. I'll squeeze your arm next time.
Yeah, squeeze my ass. Make it clear.
Then then, you know, I don't know why I tell Keith these things. I just, like, I don't like to keep him in the dark either, I guess.
Well, I wouldn't want to find out later. I wouldn't, like...
Right. And I don't know how you would find out later, except this happened. When we got home, I got an email from this guy, because my email's pretty easy. And he's like, oh, I remember that night, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, the fuck? I just introduced you to my boyfriend.
He started, like...
No, nothing big. He just says, I sometimes think about... Something like that.
And that was the end, by the way. That's what? A fucking yes.
Hey, we all moved on.
But yeah, he's a piece of shit.
No, I know. That's scumbag.
We all moved on. I just want to say I think about that often and just throw me a line.
I thought that was rude. I didn't respond to it. But Keith happened to be right there when I opened up the email. And I'm like, well, I'm glad I told Keith. You know, like, what the fuck are you talking about that night? Then I never responded to it because I think, like, if
you know
that's
why
the
he
only
thought
thing,
he could, by the way? You know why he thought he could? Here's my boyfriend. See you later. That's fine. I'm like, nice to meet you. I'm dummy dumb.
I don't think it's because you're dumb. I think a little bit. What else? How else would you talk to
this
person?
Well, no, but in fairness, like, you know, how are you really going to breach that? Like, you know, she's sitting there in the, like, in my situation, she's sitting there in the comedy club with this dude.
I'd say, like, we had a past. I think I'd say something.
And then, well,
what?
Like, no,
I
but then
if
she's the one who mentioned, let's go to the comedy club arbitrarily, like, it's a 50-50 shot that it was her or him.
Right.
If she goes, let's go to the comedy club, and then I walk out on stage, and then she has this moment where, like, oh my god, I've had that guy's dick in my mouth. Like,
oh, you see, but at that point, what do you do?
You turn and you go, like, I totally fucked this guy once. Like, that would ruin the evening.
No, because you're on the fucking stage. No, I don't have to come with my boyfriend and go, hey, remember the... How about you wait till he's getting our coats or he's doing something and run up real quick and go, holy shit, it's me. I can't fucking believe it's you. Oh, that's amazing. Okay.
That's true. There is something about that.
Remember, like,
that
the wedding? If you got to say the wedding, remember the fucking wedding? Hey, man, that was kind of hot. Anyway, bye.
I think if it were me, I would. I was like, oh shit, I slept with that guy.
Well, because in fairness, I didn't really even remember her until she did mention it. And then I was like, oh my god, I totally forgot.
Mention it though. She needed to have that moment with you with her boyfriend right there. That's very odd.
She liked to. Is you two?
I thought it was interesting. Like, wait. I'm glad that she.
Of course, it's interesting on your end. Do you want to be the boyfriend though?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but if people take me by surprise, like, oh, hey, like, I just realized it's you and my boyfriend's right here. I'm not gonna be like, oh shit, Keith, this is the guy I was telling you about. Remember when I said I did have a threesome in the past? Like, this is one of them.
You know what though? I can assume. Like, I think I'm pretty good at that usually.
Right.
Like, you know, if I get introduced to somebody, I kind of like. All right, the way that, like, you can tell with a dude, like, the way the dude is saying hi. Yeah. No, the way that the dude is, like, saying hello,
right.
You're like, okay, they know each other. How would they
know? I don't
know.
I think there's some guys that, like, look at every girl in that way.
Right.
Whether they had it
trouble,
or not.
Yeah.
I think there's some guys who look at a girl like they could have slept with her and look at a girl like, hey, whatever, you know? And also, this was so long ago. You're still fucking looking at me like that? Jesus Christ.
Gabe from Canada saying, Keith, how would it be different if you knew beforehand? It wouldn't, but I wouldn't feel like a chump after the fact. That's how it'd be different.
But do you see that I couldn't do anything different?
I slept with him.
I don't mind. It doesn't do anything. But, yeah, I felt like the girl that I lived with who cheated on me.
Right.
I would fucking, like, she would have me come out with her work friends periodically. And so, like, I was, like, buying this dude drinks periodically. You know, like, hey, it's good to see you again. The guy was, like, fucking her. And it was like.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Well, that's
different. Yeah, because, like,
come on, you guys are acting
fact,
like I did
like,
something scummy here.
No, I'm not taking anybody's side. I just...
But I couldn't help it. I think I'm good, too, but I couldn't help it after it was, like, the third person. Like, oh, I slept with him. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? Start telling me ahead of time.
Well, I lived in New York all my life. Okay, so
it
here's
also... It does
just
seem like that's a weird moment to,
how about
like,
this?
Hey, Dan,
right.
And it's like... I fucked this guy.
Right.
You know, like,
then tell me right after, though.
As soon as we walked away. I don't even know if he was in earshot or not. I think I waited until we got to the elevator so that I'm not like, by the way, so that you don't look like a jackass needing to know exactly, like, how about this one, Jesse Joyce? Okay, so I hung out with this girl that was like a childhood friend of Keith's. Like, they went to high school or something together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, blah, 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 this girl, who cares? And then we get on air, and he's like, by the way, that was the first person I ever slept with. I didn't want to tell you until we were on the air. How about that one? First person. Didn't want to tell you until now. I hung out with her like at least once. Yeah.
Okay.
We can reference the show. I don't care. I'd rather know before I meet them because I see the point of
that. The fact that it's the first person makes it different or better? Or it, what?
How immature of her. Matters it's the first person?
You actually had time to tell me. No, it's not. It doesn't matter that it's the first person. I'm saying he doesn't always tell me ahead of time either.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I slept with people. I'll try to give you as much of a heads up as possible.
The whole comedy community. This one.
I slept with Jesse Joyce.
I know.
That's how we got him to get on the show.
Yeah. Well, nice to meet you. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Hey, can I get you anything, buddy? Yeah. Only your girlfriend's pussy again. What? Oh, I guess a Coke. I don't know. Oh, my good gravy.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah, you do. That's the difference. No, I wouldn't have done anything different. But you do later, like, feel like a chump because that's what he thought he can email. We all know that. And later, like,
no,
he would, if I met him, hey, how's it going? You dumb dunce.
He's just a scumbag. He's emailed after that, too, and I never responded to his initial email. He found me on MySpace. So, oh, she didn't respond to my email. Maybe she didn't get that. Let's try her on MySpace a couple months later.
Fuck that guy. He's a comic?
Kind of.
What's his MySpace?
Okay. Whatever.
What's his MySpace to come for? What's his MySpace? No. Slash. Does it start with an A?
I don't really know.
E-C-D-E-F.
Is it not Keith Halberstadt? No.
No.
Is it not?
I'll give you three guesses. Go ahead.
Jeff Ross.
No.
I don't know.
So the point is,
I wouldn't have it.
It's the ball's in your court, and you're supposed to email this chick.
What? No, I don't even like. It was just this momentary thing that was like. It was really just strictly, like, the fact that, like, it was just fascinating to me that, like, we forgot each other existed entirely. And then I walk out on a stage and do a show, and she's in the audience going, like, oh, my God, I don't know anything about this human being.
And I remember his balls.
Yeah. And yet, years ago.
That's funny. You know what else is funny?
So, what?
All right, here it is. Hey, Keith and Kanda. I'm a 19-year-old girl from Pennsylvania. My tit size is 36C, and I recently was kicked out of my parents' house. I make them say tit size. But I don't think people understand the information that I need. I need the... Because this has nothing to do with her tits.
It has to be pertaining to.
Right. I need everything... If you're telling a sex story, I need to know if you're straight or not. Like, I get a long email, and at the end, oh, one more thing, I'm gay. You know? Right.
And you're already almost finished?
I need that.
You got your pants around your ankles, and you're like, right. This is a hot story. And then you're probably like... And it was a dude, and you're like, right. Does that make me gay that I jerked off to a gay letter?
I'm 19-year-old from Pennsylvania, my tit size 36C, and I recently was kicked out of my parents' house for lack of being home. That's the irony. My best friend and her boyfriend took me in, but I have an issue with a friend's boyfriend.
Threesome.
The other night, she let me borrow her car to go see my ex-boyfriend so we could finally end things. On my way home at 4 a.m., I stopped at a friend's house that I had been on a couple dates with and then headed home around 5 a.m. The next day, the friend's boyfriend made the comment, maybe if you weren't out fucking everyone, you could wake up before noon. She thought he was joking and brushed it off, and when I texted him to ask him if he was joking, he said no. How do I tell my friend that her boyfriend is a huge asshole and that I think he should go fuck himself without her getting mad?
Shut up. Find a home.
Find a home, bitch.
That's right.
Find your own fucking house. Yeah. I don't like your boyfriend. We could be roommates together forever.
Fuck you.
What were you doing at 4 or 5 a.m.? Not fucking?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't care if you don't want this person to care what you do, get the fuck out of their house. If you're living, just fuck,
I'll have you
fuck
know,
yourself.
My ex-boyfriend and I were stealing a radio tower in Somerset County at that
time.
Well,
now your town can't have internet. Yeah. Are you happy? Do you know what you can do by internet? Find more dudes to fuck.
That's right.
But you blew it.
That's right.
Now you're gonna have to repeat.
Jesus, your vagina is like a clown car. One at a time. Fuck.
Oh, no, Jesse.
What?
Oh, no.
Double bark a dick on that ass and wait an hour.
Nice. Good times.
Get your own fucking place. How dare you? You're a bitch.
Go make up with your parents so they could worry about how many dudes you fuck.
Shut your mouth. But seriously.
He's so mean to me.
Take a razor blade to his
He
back.
Probably doesn't even want you there. He built a life with this girl. He pays the bills. And he's so mean to me. Shut up.
How do I kick him out?
And that's a weird way to go, too. To go, like, how do I tell his girlfriend to tell him that he's mean? You know, like, why don't you fucking tell him?
Why don't you shut your face?
Get out of my fucking house, then write me a letter. How do I let him know and then eat his cereal? I bet you ate his food that day.
Did you turn on and off the lights? Are you paying for the light bill?
Right.
It's not your house. Go live with your parents. Go make up.
Dear anonymous strangers who do a podcast that I listen to, how do I tell my fucking
We're the voice
girlfriend
of reason. We're the voice of reason. That makes sense to me.
Okay. Oh, that makes all the sense. And Friday's creeping up very fast. Ask Dina at keithandthegirl.com. And,
oh, yeah.
Hey, what happened to your little intern feller?
Oh, he's great. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, he's still
with
here.
With possible Fridays.
Oh.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's in love with you.
Is he? Still?
He wants to marry you.
I fucking...
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Name.
God damn it.
I fucked up his name. I felt guilty about
What do you
it.
Mean? His name is Michael.
I know. And I called him John because I just knew it was some generic... I knew it was some generic, like, biblical name or whatever.
Well, I think you made up for it today.
And well, yeah, but no, but what made it worse is, like, this is exactly how he breached the subject with me. He just goes, you made me look like a phony in front of my friends because I was bragging about how I know you.
Oh.
And then you walked up and you were like, what's up, John?
Oh.
Like, so I kind of fucked him over.
That's disrespect.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I feel bad. He's a nice kid.
Did he break a bottle on your porch?
Did he what?
Nothing.
Did he break a bottle on your porch?
KeithandTheGirlTV.com. 14 episodes on there. The latest being the party, that the end of the party that Jesse missed. I'll fill you in after this.
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to see it. I will see it.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Any announcements?
KeithandTheGirl.com/events and fucking buy something. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. But more importantly than that, actually, today, how do we get your CD, Jesse Joyce?
I get it on the iTunes.
iTunes.
Yeah,
how do you do that? You start up your iTunes.
Yeah, you just type in Jesse Joyce and it pops up.
You know, a lot
iTunes.
Of people are misspelling your name. They spell it with an I. That's not how you spell it.
No, there's no I. It's just J-E-S-S-E. That's infuriating.
Yeah. I love the CD.
Thank you.
I also, more so, no offense, I enjoy seeing Jesse Joyce live.
Nice.
Something about him punching those jokes in your mouth. He does it. He goes around people one at a time.
Yeah.
It's like, when do I get punched? When do I get punched? But when it's your turn, it's worth it.
And if you're questioning if the CD is good, it's called Joyce to the World. Hello, funny already.
There's reviews on the iTunes from the Keith and the Girl listeners, even, to say how much they enjoy it.
Oh!
There's a new video that I put up on the YouTubes. It's me performing in Singapore, if you want to see that.
Oh, that's cool. What is it, Jesse
Which
Joyce?
Is, yeah, if you just go to Jesse Joyce, type that into YouTube, it'll be one of the first ones to come up.
Is it subtitled? Because I want to understand Singapore.
No, it's in English.
So oh, that's good.
I don't speak their fucking chirpy.
Do they know when to laugh? Because that's like dog to them.
It was.
I mean, they don't eat it. I mean, they won't understand it.
No. It wasn't for like. It wasn't at like the bus station.
Okay.
It was at a fucking club where
all right.
English speakers go.
Well, you'll see. You'll see when you go to YouTube.
You'll see.
Okay, I'm excited now.
Yeah. So.
MySpace.com/Jesse Joyce. See where he's playing. Go see him live.
That's right.
There's some meetups based around your live shows. It's really fun. People go to the forums. They meet people for the first time and watch your comedy. I think that's a really fun night out.
It is very sweet. Yeah, I see it periodically. Somebody will post like, Jesse's going to be in wherever. And then,
cute, right?
Yeah.
I
took myself. I'm off the road, though, until like at least mid October.
Well, that'll give you enough time to gather up some friends and have a meeting. That's good.
There you go.
I just got an Evite for something from Victor Varnado. Let's give it out and invite everybody.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be a nice surprise?
What's it for?
Oh, I bet there'll be a lot of people I fucked there. Anyway.
Hey, by the way, if
what
you go...
What are you doing fucking comics anyway? That's such a bad
right?
idea.
Right?
Look at who I got, Scumbags. Though. You got to fuck your way to the top.
Scumbags.
Aw, she's sweet.
That is sweet.
My whore's sweet.
And classy.
KeithandTheGirl.com/live video. If you happen to be listening right now, Antonio, Charlie's friend, is on there. Talking about his fucked up life and his buddy Charlie. If you're an old listener and you want to hear more about that, Jesse, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, people.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Good times. KeithandTheGirl.com.